Good morning. So if you're new here today, just know that I'm not actually the pastor. Our pastor's on vacation, so as I said earlier, I'm in charge this morning. But I have a standard disclaimer for my sermons. I might use language that you're not familiar with. So if I use the words love or universe and you're more comfortable using the words God or Jesus, please use those in your head. I'm totally okay with that. I am not a real pastor. I have been ordained online, however. But that just means that what I'm going to talk about today does not come from, you know, years of academic study. It's just my personal musings on life. So I want to talk this morning about how we take care of each other. Not just about how we feed and clothe our families, but about how we take care of each other's deeper needs and how we come together as a community. It's pretty easy to get caught up in the makings of our own lives. What's on my schedule, what I need to get done today, how much money I need for my bills this month, what's going on with my own personal minor dramas in my life. Surviving all of our own challenges and checklists can make us feel like we have our hands full. And it takes extra effort to help others outside. We have to pull ourselves out of our normal routine to see the needs of others, to extend a hand to someone outside of our immediate circle. But is that not what we are called to do? In our service meditation today, at the beginning, you'll see, Mother Teresa tells us that we belong to each other. And the Bible tells us, "But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and in truth." What does it mean to love not with words, but with truth and deed? What does it mean to belong to each other? I saw an advertisement recently for a divinity school. Engage the world in order to transform it. In other words, engage the world, engage with each other, talk to each other, commune with each other, in order to transform the world, in order to transform our world, in order to transform ourselves. Taking care of each other means paying attention. It is seeing someone's spirit and not just their physical presence. It is listening to each other and truly hearing. It means seeing needs in a community and answering those needs. It is reaching out a helping hand to a stranger. It is recognizing that we can help others even when we know we aren't perfect ourselves. It is knowing our own gifts and then finding where they are needed in the world. On the cover of most of the bulletins of my childhood, there was a poem by Edwin Markham. "He drew a circle that shut me out, heretic rebel, a thing to flout. But love and I had the wit to win. We drew a circle that took him in." Taking care of each other is looking at the circles that are drawn in our community and coming up with the courage to draw bigger circles. So I want to tell you a little bit about my own personal journey and how I am learning to take care of others. For at least a decade, I have heard the call. For a variety of reasons, I didn't think it was the right time to answer it. For a variety of reasons, it took me a while to be ready for the call. But today I am ready. And I know that now is the right time. For me, the call is to take care of children, children who have the greatest need of a loving and supportive home. I am answering this call by getting licensed for foster care. I know that this is not the most traditional of ways to make a family, but if you know anything about me, you likely know that I have not often felt constrained by tradition. And for me, this is how I feel compelled to use my gifts, how I am being asked to reach out to help others. I know this will be hard. I know there will be heartache and loss, feelings of worry and doubt, times of uncertainty and anxiety. But I also know that I have already weathered heartache and loss, and I have come out stronger. I have battled worry and doubt, and I have learned how to work through negative emotions. I have lived through times of uncertainty and anxiety with the help of my support network. And if I have learned how to navigate these challenges, I know I can help others learn these things too. I can draw bigger circles. In my journey to becoming a foster parent, I have been learning as much as I can about how trauma affects the young brain. While the biology of what happens at a cellular level is heartbreaking, I find hope in the science of healing. The consistency of one caring adult can be transformative for a child's health outcomes. I can be one piece of that puzzle, one member of that team, one ingredient in the recipe for a child's well-being. A couple of years ago, I did a communion service, and I talked in my homily about how I wrap my mind around communion. If you weren't here, or if you're like me and anything that's more than 2 weeks old is lost to the winds, here's a recap. We are all connected. Communion is a great way to reflect on all of the connections in our lives, sometimes in ways that aren't always obvious. We are affected by people near and far. Some we know their names, most we never will. Think of farmers who grow our food, factory workers who put together our vehicles, the people who attend the free clinic that we raise money for. It is good to take a moment of gratitude for the connections in our lives, seen and unseen. That day, I also introduced you to Agape Communion, or the Love Feast. One way to celebrate the Love Feast is to include sacred teachings with a shared meal. Another way to observe Agape is for a congregation to share communion with each other. Today, we're going to have that Agape Communion with apple slices, you see down here. We feed each other apples as a way to remind ourselves that we nourish each other. Think of these apples as both physical sustenance as well as a symbol of our spiritual sustenance. We feed each other to take care of each other. As I continue my journey into single parenthood, I know that I will need my support network more than ever. I will need to be purposeful as love and I draw a bigger circle. And I find out how to take care of others, how to find the right space for my gifts, how to listen and learn, how to reach outside of myself. I will also need to learn how to let others draw a circle around me, how I can ask for and receive help. Thank you for your patience and understanding with me. I believe that I will be successful because you have taught me how to love with my whole heart. When you go about your life this next week, remember to take a moment to see the connections all around you. Write a thank you note to someone who feeds you spiritually to let them know the impact they have on you. Find someone who needs your support. Draw the circle wide. Take care of each other.